It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for September 2nd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is doff, spelled D-O-F-F. Doff is a verb that means to remove an article of wear from the body. It can also mean to take off the hat in greeting or as a sign of respect, or to rid oneself of, to put aside. Here's the word used in a sentence from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch by Dan Gelston. The public address announcer asked fans to salute the field of 33 cars as they zipped around the illustrious track on the warm-up lap. Thousands and thousands of fans doffed their caps and roared in approval of the drivers. Time was, people talked about doffing and donning articles of wear with about the same frequency. But in the mid-19th century, the verb don became significantly more popular and left doff to flounder a bit in linguistic semi-obscurity. Doff and don have been a pair from the start. Both date to the 14th century, with doff arising as a Middle English contraction of the phrase to do off, and don as a contraction of to do on. Shakespeare was among the first, as far as we know, to use the word as it's defined in the more general sense of to rid oneself of or to put aside. He has Juliet give voice to this sense when she says, "What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Romeo, doff thy name, and for that name, which is no part of thee, take all myself." With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.